Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now is Saints head coach Sean Payton. And coach, thank you for the time with us tonight. And we'll get started with you, coach. You know, one of the things you talked about last week that was going to be important was controlling the ball. You guys ran the ball effectively and converted 45% of your third downs, which is winning football, and yet you weren't able to pull it off. And when you look at why, you look across the other side of the field and see that they were 6 of 12 as well, and quite honestly probably ran the ball better than we did.
Well, look, there's a lot that went into that game. Number one, I thought our return game was outstanding. The field position that gave us was encouraging. And, you know, Deontay Harris, I mean, he just keeps getting better and better. He's explosive, and we'll continue to find ways to give him opportunities even on offense. He had a few yesterday. Look, yeah, I would have never guessed that game would have unfolded as high a scoring as it did. And I think some of the challenges for us defensively, obviously, you know, with two of your starting linebackers out, you're having to step up. Craig Robertson's filling in, did a great job. Steph Anthony had to play. We mixed some packages. It becomes challenging. And, you know, you're playing a real good offense like that. I think the explosive plays, obviously, you know, there's a handful of sequences. We score, and then a very first play, they throw an 80-yard pass. You know, that's the – you know, you just feel like you went 7 plays down the field. I think those explosives hurt us a lot in the game. And it just kept going back and forth. I was proud of the way these guys fought, and we hung in there. You know, you had some adversity, some tough breaks, and yet, you know, we still gave ourselves a chance in the end. You know, when you're trying to score a touchdown in the end, it's hard to bleed the clock and score a touchdown because you're essentially saying, hey, you know, I want to bleed it. So you want less opportunities to score 7. You know, we're looking to try to score. If you're trying to get a field goal to win, it's a much easier, much different game. And then, you know, we've got them 4th and 2, you know, right at the very end. And look, their big players made a play. Kittle ran an option route and ended up being a much bigger play than we would have liked and put them in field goal range.
Yeah, the bottom line is, Coach Payton, I'm sure y'all telling D.A. and Dennis Allen telling Chauncey Gardner, look, you might get beat for the first down, but you got to make the tackle. Now, the one thing about George Kittle, number one tight end and our number one player ahead of Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, and yards after the catch. So that did not surprise me what he did.
It just no, and shows, look, yeah. in Chauncey's defense, too, he, you know, they put him into a bunch, the inside part of a bunch route. It becomes challenging when you're Chauncey because you're kind of handcuffed. There's two other receivers right there setting picks for him. So they did a good job of putting him into a bunch. You know, he came out of it. I thought, listen, CJ, he battled him. You know, they called a penalty on him for holding. I'm still looking for that. But I thought he got after him, and it was a, you know, that's a tough matchup. And yet he was up, you know, up for the challenge. He's a competitive player.
We're going to step away and take a quick break. When we come back, more with Saints head coach Sean Payton here on the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show here on the Saints Radio Network, brought to you tonight by Rouse's Markets and by General Mills. And Bobby and I are joined by Saints head coach Sean Payton. Coach, give me an assessment, your assessment of how your offensive line performed yesterday.
Man, I thought they played very well. We knew we were going in against a good defense, a very good defensive front, probably the best front four we've seen all season. And I thought we played real well. I thought they did a good job in protection. I thought the tempo you know, was in our favor. We did a good job of getting in and out and up and down. Drew operating the cadence. I thought very well. I was real encouraged.
Now, Coach Payton, the fans asked me, I said, I don't know, I'm going to talk to Coach Payton, see what he says. Is the first quarter and the two-point play. Why did you choose to go with that? I said, I'm just going to speculate. I said, Coach Payton probably really liked that play, or he had a feel at that time why he went for the two-point play.
Well, it was two things. Yeah, I loved the play, and it didn't help they missed a line. But there was a personal foul, and so we can take the kick at the 50, and you can think about pinning him back. You can think even about an onside kick at the 50. Or this year they'll allow you to go and assess it on the two-point play. So instead of running a two-point play from the two, we're now on the one. And so I knew exactly what we wanted to get to. It was a play that we felt real good with. We're on the one-yard line. Normally, right. I've always been more conservative and never really looked at that chart until the second half. So it was more about the penalty and the ability for us to run a play from the one-yard line. The safety lines up on the wrong side of the ball. We send the motion, and all of a sudden, we're going right into an extra man. And that's what happens. But mainly, that decision was strictly about the personal foul and getting the ball on the one rather than the two-yard line.
Well, that makes sense. It's just bad luck, however you describe it. But now, Coach, when you look at it, and, you know, you live it on the edge. You look at special teams whenever you run a fake punt. The fans want to know, explain the rule of what occurs when pass interference isn't interference and why you would attempt that play.
It's a good question. So, It's not when you're punting the ball and you choose to throw the ball to one of your gunners, there is no pass interference because, look, those jammers are trying to hold them up.
Right.
But one of the reasons you run that play is typically just as you cross the 20, the jammers will back off because they know it's a down punt. And when you're doing it, when you're playing that game at home and there's enough noise, the jammer doesn't know all of a sudden that ball is being thrown rather than being punted. So there is no interference. My frustration was there is still defensive holding. All right. And I felt like there was holding on that call. And obviously it's something you can't challenge. But it's a play looking at where we were out on the field. I like Taysom Hill throwing it to Traquan and giving ourselves a shot and being aggressive that way. And, you know, we've always kind of approached games that way. And I think your team understands, you know, we're going out here to win this game. We're not just going out here to let it unfold.
So, Coach Payne, would you say it has to be a flagrant hold or
how hold.
Would you describe that? Okay.
Hold, you grab somebody, arm, you can make contact. There's no defensive pass interference.
Right.
But when you talk about you can't grab and you can't put your arm out and block and there can be contact. So it's just a matter of whether they viewed it as a hold or not. They didn't feel like it was a hold. I still maintain it was a hold.
Coach, were you guys surprised defensively the way that they came out on offense, the amount that they were throwing the football with kind of their reputation as a running team to see them come out? They threw the ball 12 times before their third carry.
Yeah, I think a lot of that's dictated. You know, when you're a team like San Francisco, we're the same way even. Early in games, you know you're going to get some loaded defenses. And they've seen that all year long. And so how many times, that, you know, you're uncertain, but you knew the way we were going to force them to put the ball in the air, force Garoppolo to put the ball in the air to their receivers and take away the run and – you know, that was the goal going in. And look, we didn't make enough plays early on. They had too many explosives, Zach. That was the thing that you see when you watch it over and over again.
Now, Coach Payton, when I look at this one thing, now I never bet. I mean, I might casually bet, but I don't make a habit of it. But no one could have told me that we'd have more rushing attempts than the 49ers. You know how teams are structured and how you want to attack a defense? We had 27 rushing attempts. They had 24. And then to me, that was a wash with Jimmy Garoppolo. And you educated on me and tell me, you told me last week how good Jimmy G and and what he's done, that he's not just an upcoming player, but he's playing at a high level. And him and Drew both played at a high level. But we had 24 rushing attempts, and we had 27. They had 24. To me, that was somewhat surprising that we had more rushing attempts than them. But the fans want to know, can you give Murray the ball more, Latavius Murray? Because, listen, we all love Alvin Kamara, but I'm looking at 7 rushing attempts. He averaged basically 10 yards a carry, kind of like Mostert for them. I don't know. He had 10 carries. He averaged 7 yards a carry. I know the ebb and flow of a game, and you have limited plays, but you got to be encouraged with Murray and obviously want to get his hands on the ball more.
Listen, he's been a great acquisition for us. He's a fantastic player, great teammate. And, yeah, I mean, the challenge every week is you want touches for these guys. You want touches for Mike Thomas. You know, Jared, unfortunately, started real hot, and then he gets injured. And you're trying to spread it around, and yet you're still trying to play the game in a way that suits you. And look, the same way each week I'm going in thinking, how do we get Alvin Kamara into the end zone? You know, how do we get him some explosive plays? And so, you know, you want to ride the hot hand, and yet, man, the hot hand was Breeze as well. And it just unfolded that way. Sometimes you can go in and have some control over that, and other times I certainly understand the fans asking questions about. I got the guy at Rouse or at frickin' Whole Foods asking me about the 2-point play. I looked at him, got from the meat section. I said, "Hey, your steaks don't look too good right now. Worry about your frickin' meat." Drive me crazy.
More with Saints head coach Sean Payton when we come back here on the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Rouse's Markets Coaches Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network, brought to you by Rouse's Markets and by General Mills. On the phone with us, Saints head coach Sean Payton. Coach, it was a quiet first half for Mike Thomas, and you guys found a way to get him involved late. Really, in the biggest moments, you found ways to get Mike the ball. And I'm just curious if there was an adjustment you guys made in terms of how the 49ers were dealing with him, or if it just kind of came open at opportune moments.
Well, I know at halftime, you know, you got about 8 minutes. You're quickly going through your run game, your pass game, and the comment I made was, "Hey, we gotta get 13 some more touches here, and let's try to." Sometimes it's hard to do that, you know, because you got to get the right coverage look. And fortunately, Drew made a few real good plays, and, you know, we got him into the end zone. But, you know, some games unfold that way. They're a team that plays a lot more zone. But throughout that game, we started getting more and more man. And then in that final drive, you know, some zone pressure looks, some five-man rushes. You know, they were going to be fairly aggressive, knowing that we needed to score a touchdown.
Now, Coach Payton, unfortunately, Jerry Cook got knocked out of the game. But 2 receptions, here he has a couple of touchdowns, that long gain of 38. Boy, it seems like the light has really clicked the last 3 games, considering well over 100 yards, considering the opportunity that he's had. And kind of what we witnessed going way back to OTAs, minicamp, and then training camp, and hopefully he can come back on Monday night. But I know that's someone we can utilize down the road. Because it seems that he's really clicking right now.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, he had two outstanding touchdown receptions last night. I don't know if he remembers them, but those were big plays for us early. And he's a guy that gives you not only a great range, but he also gives you good run after the catch. And we've seen that now. His first touchdown, you know, he kind of runs over the free safety, gets into the end zone. That was a third down play for us, a big third down play in that first series. So he's been a great addition.
Now, Coach Payton, you got to be really encouraged. I know the fan base, and I was talking about this last night in the point after. Only 5 penalties for 50 yards. I know you never want, I think, 9 or above around 100 yards. So you have to be pleased that we respond responded in a positive note as far as not getting penalized where you shoot yourself in the foot.
Look, I agree, and John and his crew do a great job. I mean, he's a guy that, look, we've had a number of times before. He always does a good job of keeping the game in check with the players because, look, all the players know these are big games, especially this time of the year. You know, there's playoff implications at stake, seeding at stake, and, you know, he and his crew did a real good job in the game. You know, there's always going to be some of those calls you look at, but overall, I thought both teams did a good job of playing, and it wasn't one where you were just seeing flags on the field the whole day.
Now, Coach Payton, I was really encouraged by this, considering, boy, you know, I take notes. I'm like ADD, whatever, OCD, however you describe it. And usually I have, like, a couple of pages of notes, and the 49ers had, like, 6-7 pages because they were that good of a team. And I'm looking at red zone defense. They were number two in the NFL, only giving up 42% red zone defense, and you were able to go 4-for-4, 100%. So I think that's very encouraging going forward because overall we've been an outstanding red zone offense throughout your tenure and now been up and down this year. But that has to be encouraging that we get in the red zone, we're scoring touchdowns, not settling for field goals.
Yeah, and I think also, you know, when you have a game like that relative to a specific area, you know, it's also the quality of the opponent. And we got a lot of respect for San Francisco. There's a good chance we end up seeing those guys down the road again. You know, you never know how this thing unfolds. But, yeah, listen, we've been working our tail on it. Guys made a number of big plays. Traquan has the huge play at the end. You know, there's so much that goes into it. And you really started with the offensive line. And, you know, those guys did a really good job against a good look.
Coach, last one for you here. I know I've heard this several times, and I don't know how much the fan base in general has heard this, but you always used to talk about how some of these games kind of take on lives of their own, and sometimes it's a little counterintuitive what Bill Parcells, who I know is a big mentor of yours, used to say about these types of games. And, you know, I'm just wondering if it applied to this one. It's just one of these games where you got to score, and maybe explain that to people of how Bill used to explain that to
his
guys.
Well, look. It was interesting as a young coach, you know, you get in a shootout and conventional wisdom after the game would be, hey, we got to improve on defense. You know, defense cost us. Or you get in a low scoring game in a tough loss and you'd say, we've got to improve on offense. And he looked at things sometimes a little differently. And he said, listen, with the way that game was going, you didn't score enough. And conversely, in a low scoring tough loss, you know, he'd say, hey, when everyone's talking about it, we got to score more on offense, he'd look at it like, well, that was the way that game was unfolding. We didn't defend them in that last series. And look, the two-point plays, you scratch, it's not that you went for them or didn't. It's that you want to score 2 points. And we didn't score enough, you know, and that's how that game was unfolding. So, sure, you want to understand and come back in and clean things up defensively. And look, we've been in games this year where we didn't score enough, and defensively we did, and we won a game. And so there's never that true division in the locker room, but it's just understanding. I would have never guessed that game was going to unfold that way. I mean, you know, if you told me, you know, you were going to have to score 40 some points to win that game, I would have said, man, you're not looking at the tape I'm looking at.
Right. yeah,
hey, thanks.
And that's how it went. And all of a sudden, the tempo and our guys, you know, that's how it began to unfold. And that's why you're constantly adjusting during the game. You know, you're adjusting relative to how you're calling a game. You're adjusting at halftime. You're adjusting to matchups. You know, they had a number of guys get nicked up throughout the series. You know, we were down two starting linebackers playing some other. We started getting into different packages.
Coach, we appreciate the time tonight, and hope you guys get a good start on Monday night next week against the Colts. But we appreciate the time with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, man. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.